Hey, we are so glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We're going one-on-one with New York Times sports columnist George Vesey. We're getting you ready for the 2016, the Rio Olympics. And we've been talking about all the number of issues that they're having to deal with. So let me ask you this. I mean, is there a possibility this could be postponed or it could be canceled if they don't meet these obligations?
I would say it would take a terrible emergency, you know, civic unrest or rampant. I know that a year before China was supposed to hold the Women's World Cup in 2003, they had the bird flu, as I recall. And this was serious stuff, and nobody knew what it was. Could I equate it to the Zika virus? You know, I guess, as a layman, I could. But all I know is that the Chinese listened to reason. The FIFA said to them, you get it next time. We need a safe place. About a year ahead of time, they moved it to the United States. I mean, we could absorb, you know, the Pope, world federations, the Olympics. We could absorb it all in this huge and rich country. So with all the stadiums and the hotels, and it went off fine. And then China did have it and was a very good host 4 years later. But there's a certain problem of getting this close with all the arenas that have to be built, the stadiums, the velodromes, and, you know, the cycling things and the archery thing. Those things are very specialized, and countries pay for them, and they're in place more or less in Brazil now. They've already paid for them, in a sense.
George Vesey with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, longtime columnist with the New York Times. I have to wonder, what will happen with the doping with so many of these athletes? The IOC announced Tuesday that 31 athletes in six sports from 12 countries could be banned from the Olympics in Rio after their doping samples from the 2008 Beijing Games that came back with positive retests. How can athletes be caught for doping so many years later, George?
They keep the samples. They have ways of keeping those samples legitimate for many, many years. And they go back and they run another test on them, or the testing gets better, but the sample is still legitimate X years later. It's usually that the criminals are ahead of the law in doping, but sometimes science and the law catch up with them in retrospect. I mean, Lance Armstrong, look how many years it took to show that many of his samples from some of the Tours de France that he rode in and won, that they were dirty. But he knew it all along that he tested dirty at one point five times, but it was supposed to be a research. Later they broke in and tested him in his samples. But that stuff's out there. There's also the case of Russia having had such a false laboratory next door on the other side of the wall, mm-hmm. in their laboratory at Sochi. And according to a story in the New York Times, which sounds pretty legitimate to me, there was a hole in that wall down low, and that even with closed circuit cameras, which were in the legitimate laboratory, you couldn't see when somebody on the inside, some Russian person, was passing the samples back and forth through this hole. I mean, it sounds like prohibition. It sounds like a speakeasy. But in fact, these were the main doping labs at the Sochi Center. And it makes you wonder. Now, cheating goes on everywhere. Everybody's got cheaters. I mean, the U.S. had cheaters. Here was a guy riding for the United States Postal Service and cheating like crazy. Great identification for the Postal Service. Look at the people in other countries, Kenya, Jamaica, and so on. But Russia, it seems to be a national effort to cheat. And the question is, how did it not come to the attention of anybody? And if it did, does someone like Putin say, fine, go ahead with it. We want to win medals.
So this is not the first time that the IOC has retested Olympic samples. Is that correct?
As I understand it, yes. I think they always do. They can go back into it.
Let's talk some more about the Russians' athletes ban. I mean, how will Russia restore credibility or their reputation with this doping scandal?
I don't know that they can. They have given both kinds of statements up through now. They've been belligerent, as you'd expect from Putin. And on the other hand, they have said, well, we can work this out. There must be a mistake. We'll find the wrongdoers, etc. So you don't know which side of it they really mean. My guess is it couldn't have happened in the first place without approval from way on high, from government approval. So what will they do? I mean, if their best athletes cannot participate, it's a terrible disgrace to them. Eventually, as hosts of it, as participants in it, it's a terrible thing to happen. But since they want to win the medal count, and they did at Sochi, they could have a terrible black eye. How they would justify it? Could they say it's an American plot, it's a Western plot? I mean, they can find justifications. And I'm not a Russia basher. I think Russia has every right to be holding the Olympics or holding the World Cup or whatever they're doing. I mean, it's a great nation, great history, great people. That's not the point. But if they are going to cheat, they have to pay the price.
Well, if you allow Russia back into the games, that's going to affect the credibility of the Olympics, true?
Well, it certainly does. And it also makes countries like Kenya, which has a lot of there are a lot of questions about it. Jamaica has a lot of questions. And certainly the United States is nowhere near guilt-free because there's an awful lot of athletes that have tested positive, the track and field and other sports, cycling, obviously. And many athletes will cheat to win a medal, and of course it's not just a medal, it's a lot of money for many Olympic athletes.
We're going to transition, since you're in New York, we want to get your thoughts on the Knicks, but my final question, talking about Rio, the bottom line is, can they deliver spectacular games, or what do you think, George? I mean, should it be postponed? I mean, I'm really concerned.
I don't think it can be postponed. I think they will go ahead. My guess is that there's plenty of talent, plenty of skill in Brazil. And people of goodwill, the IOC has been down there supervising. It's not totally unsupervised. The Zika is a wild card in that. My guess is that it will look good on television, that the people putting it on TV, they'll cover it as news, but what you see day by day, the crowds, the celebration, the music, the beauty of the people, the beaches, you'll see enough of that. You'll see enough of Corcovado, you'll see enough of Ipanema, and you'll hear enough Carlos Jobim. You'll see enough sports events. You'll see the great stuff. So I think it will go off, and I think that it'll be a good television event. What the ultimate bill for the Brazilian people and the health issues, I try to be optimistic, but there's always that history of gloom and doom.
We are getting ready to wrap up our interview with George Vesey, longtime sports columnist with the New York Times. We are so glad he's been with us to kick off our show tonight right here at YSR. But he is in New York, and so we wanted to get your thoughts on the big NBA news this week with the Knicks hiring of Jeff Hornacek. I mean, does this make perfect sense? What's your explanation?
Well, it's interesting because he's not a Phil Jackson guy. You know, Phil, who was once dubbed Big Chief Triangle by Jeff Van Gundy, his prime critic. Phil has tried to put this unrealistic. I mean, the triangle works great when the triangle consists of Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman, or Stevie Kerr. It's not so great when you have Carmelo Anthony, who's just a chucking machine. You know, he just cranks it up there. Great player, but not the kind of guy you want to be part of a complex offense.
Always one of our favorites, New York Times sports columnist George Vesey has been with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Enjoy retirement. And, George, we look forward to our next conversation. We'll definitely have you back talking about the Rio Olympics, okay?
The Big E, I'm always here for you.
Oh, you bet. Much more straight ahead right here in hour number one.